It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph Dumont. Chapter 3. Open my eyes so I might see. Page 17. Stop right now and pray this little prayer from the Book of Psalms. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Psalm 119, verse 18. As I have already illustrated to you from Scripture, Yeshua didn't want them to understand, didn't want to convert them, and didn't want to save them. Why was Yeshua employing this approach? Why was he purposely speaking to them so they would not perceive what he was actually saying? In the Gospel of Matthew, we find the answer. Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive.'" Matthew 13, verses 10 to 14. "For this people's hearts have grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Matthew 13, verses 15 to 17. In case you miss this, please read this again. "You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed." Matthew 13, verses 14 to 15. But also read the following verses that directly relate. "They have put out their eyes and darkened their hearts, lest they shall see with their eyes and understand in their hearts, and should be converted, and I would heal them." John 12, verse 40. Aramaic Bible in plain English. "Those whose intellects the God of this world has blinded, because they did not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of the Messiah, who is the image of God, should dawn upon them." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Aramaic Bible in plain English. I dare say that many adherents of Christianity, if not all, staunchly hold fast to this position. They hear and think they understand, but they do not. But how do we know for certain this is the rule versus the exception with respect to the current Christian mindset? We know because the majority of professing Christians disregard the Old Testament across the board, which is the rudimentary and overarching foundation for understanding the New Testament. Many even disregard all the prophetical admonitions of the teachings found in the books of the prophets, given the fact they are located in the Old Testament, and despite the fact that those prophecies therein are in place, especially with regard to the end of the age we are now in, and do not pertain to the Second Temple destruction as many are erroneously taught. They disregard the books of Hebrews and Revelation also because they are deemed too Jewish. They even go so far as to sorely misunderstand and grossly take Paul out of context, not realizing the majority of his scorn was directed at the oral law or Talmud, and not the written law or Torah of Moses. They have been falsely taught that the law has been done away with through the epistles of Paul by believing he is condemning Torah. But truth be told, it is the Talmud he is condemning, which consists of man-inspired laws and traditions. As believers, we have a difficult enough time keeping 10, much less 613 commandments. Paul understood this more than anyone. Every single instance of Paul or Yeshua condemning the Pharisees and Sadducees was in reference to the oral law written by man, and not the laws etched in tablets of stone by Yahovah himself. There is not a single occurrence in all of Scripture where Torah or the written law of Moses given to the people by Yahovah himself is declared null and void. I will make every effort to provide you with additional proofs concerning the law later in this book. But for now, let's continue by reading from the book of 1 John. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 John 2, verses 3 to 6. John upholds the commandments which are first referenced, then respectively summarized into 10 categories in Exodus 20. The detailed interpretation then follows. Yahovah doesn't leave his 10 commandments up to individual interpretation, as many Christians have mistakenly presumed. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. John 8, verses 43 to 47. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. John 10, verses 24 to 30. What exactly is going on here? Why is Yeshua saying things in a manner we do not understand?